Welcome to episode 14.5. This episode went a little sideways. The topic was authenticity, and we had some strange events that came up early on in the podcast, and we all became giggling messes, and it kind of deteriorated from there. But in the spirit of authenticity, as we were about to re-record it, we realized it's not authentic if we re-record it. So here it is, the unedited, largely unuseful episode. 14.5, authenticity. If this is your first time listening to the podcast, please listen to another episode after this one. Thank you.
Sorry.
Welcome to the Startup Addict Podcast. I'm Nick Swinburne. I've been starting companies for over 20 years now.
20.
Wow, that's so many. Like Jesus. Let's talk about it.
Regardless of the outcome,
what a dick.
There's
Holy
nothing
shit.
More addicting than trying to turn ideas into reality.
Keep that in there.
Welcome to Startup Addict 14.5, episode Jim.
Startup Addict episode 14.5. Yeah, we've got an extra co-host. We got a fourth co-host.
Yeah,
here.
Let's get
Jim.
As many as we can.
Thank you. Dennis gave him a great introduction.
Yeah, you like that, Jim?
You like that, Jim? You're on the like Pele, Neymar, Ronaldo kind of
Jim. That's
Beyonce.
The faces.
Yeah,
just one name, yeah. Jim.
So we've lost it a little bit. Dennis was having some problems with the microphones as we were setting up, and he was also enjoying his Jameson. So Dennis may or may not be productive on this episode.
I am super productive.
Sponsored by James.
I mean, but you got to watch me vacuum when I drink Jameson.
But anyone that knows Dennis knows that he's staying true to himself. This is authentic Dennis.
Authentic.
Dennis forgot to fill us in on what we're going to be talking about in this episode. We're going to be talking about authenticity.
Yes, authenticity. We're very authentic people.
So that's...
So let's jump in. Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Let's get crazy.
Julio may not chime in because Julio has been working on Photoshop pictures of tacos from Nacheria
that you don't serve.
That we don't serve.
And we had all wondered why he was using these particular pictures, and he just found out when we told him that avocado sauce on top of those tacos is not actually available on the menu. So he is distraught. He found this out during the intro.
We should plug Nacheria for the World Cup game, Mexico versus Germany, Sunday at 8 a.m.
Yep, Sunday at 8 a.m. if you want to see...
Mexico? Go Mexico.
Go Mexico.
Want to see Julio's tacos and Dennis's Jameson? We'll be there at 8 a.m. on Sunday.
I think Julio was just really trying to get those tacos onto the menu, and that's what this two-week Photoshop picture inserting has been all about. It's just...
How long did it take you?
It didn't take me 2 weeks. I was there a couple days ago, and I was taking those photos.
Have you ever tried the avocado sauce?
It's fantastic.
Oh, okay.
It should be on the menu. Yeah. We got to come up with a. We should replace that, the green sauce that we actually have, with this one, just as a, you know, a tip.
Or replace the green sauce with the green sauce.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
I like that idea.
Julio's Taco Shop.
All right.
Okay. Thanks, Jim.
Well, yeah, makes it. We're much more focused when Jim's here. So, authenticity. So, we got a great guest coming up.
Hey, Dennis, go ahead, take that out.
we've got a great guest coming up on Monday, and he's about as authentic as it gets. Ben, the sticker farmer. So, that got us thinking. Today, we were in a meeting. Jim and I found ourselves in a meeting.
We did.
When the topic of, or not the topic, but we had to make sure we figured out what role authenticity would play in a business as we started it. So we have a food company that's helping us develop a bottled coffee product as well as our coffee shop concept. And so they know a lot more than we do about those things, and they had prepared a big deck on, you know, the different ways that you can make these things. And fuck, I'll take that part out. I for some reason tried to swallow and laugh at the same time. You got a hickey?
Do I?
What the fuck?
No,
what's his
myself.
Name?
No. I hit
hold on a second. We're temporarily interrupting this. Julio's got a hickey on his neck.
No, that's not what that is.
What is it?
Was it the vacuum?
I fell down and I hurt myself.
You fell down and
on your neck?
Yeah. It just happened. My apartment's a mess. So.
Oh, Jesus.
He's got a giant hickey on his neck.
Fell on a vacuum that was on.
This is the first in Startup Addict history.
The first hickey in Startup Addict history?
Yeah.
No.
You guys,
I promise. It's like I fell and I hit myself on the floor.
Jesus.
My niece saw it earlier.
You fall
today.
Neck first.
You what? Usually.
My niece saw it earlier today. She was like, and I was like, how do you know what those are? And then
So she
called it out.
She called it out.
Yeah. So she didn't say, "Hey, Uncle, did you fall on the floor and hit your..."
No. I tried to say that I was on BART on the way over here, and that it just stopped abruptly, and then I was on the seat, and then it hit. But I don't even know where it is right now. So I was gonna wear like a collar shirt to work today, but
you should have done
the
turtleneck.
That
super suspicious.
Hot out there. That happened.
So Julio was upset earlier. Not upset, but his girlfriend is from Mexico. And so she's rooting for Mexico in the World Cup, and Julio apparently is not rooting for Mexico in the World Cup. We couldn't figure out if it was just because his girlfriend's rooting for him or because of the World Cup 4 years ago. But I think this might be the last hickey you get for a while.
El Salvadorians are like, it's rooted into our blood to root against Mexico because El Salvador hasn't been in the World Cup since 82. And so when I was growing up, my father would always say, you can root for any team you want as long as it's not Mexico. And then now I root for the Netherlands. But yes, it's more of a bitter, like, Salvadorian thing that we're not in the World Cup ever.
When I was growing up, I was in England. My parents or my dad would always tell me that Germany was evil. and I'd be like, you know, and it had nothing to do with World War II. It had everything to do with soccer. So yeah, I still see Germany as evil when it comes to soccer.
But I told her that I would not root against Mexico. I wouldn't like.
But I mean, I don't. Is that the truth?
Well, I can't externally root against Mexico. Internally, I could be like, yeah.
So can we get some pictures?
I think you should tell her. Hey, listen. If I gotta externalize our makeout session, then I'm gonna externally root for Mexico.
I'm not gonna live this down, am I?
Nope.
No.
Well, the good news is no one will have listened this far. Right, we should probably dropped off, you know, right after Dennis's intro, because they'll be like, I'm not going to bother listening to this. They don't even know what they're talking about.
Yes.
So authenticity. So we're in this meeting, and we've got an idea of, like, what we think would be different for a coffee shop and bottled coffee. And then they're throwing us a bunch of examples of things that are, you know, showing us basically all the competitive landscape. We had, like, 40 different coffees out there to taste. And
you tasted 40 coffees today?
No, we thought we were going to. They were all sitting there, but we were just kind of fiending. We only got through about 10 of them.
I think we were both very excited.
Yeah.
We knew this meeting was coming, and we both were like, no caffeine this morning, real low amounts. And we get there, and there's just this cornucopia of like every single coffee you can think of. And we're just like, yeah. And the meeting gets started, and they can bring out these little tiny cups.
Aww.
Right? And they're just like, have a little bit. Have a little bit of this one. Have a little bit of this one.
Well, that's not fun.
Yeah.
We tasted a lot of coffees. We tasted a lot of good coffees. But I think Nick and I were thinking it would be just, they're like, here's a bottle. Here's a can. And we would just.
I was thinking I was going to tell my kids about it in like 20 years, or my kid, 20 years. And be like, dude, there was a day when I literally drank 40 cups of coffee.
How do you cleanse your palate when you're doing coffee tasting?
They give us sparkling water.
Oh, yeah. Does that work?
Yeah.
I would just more coffee.
Just more coffee.
Yeah.
I can't go more than 5 minutes without putting a piece of gum in my mouth. So I kept putting gum in my mouth, and then they'd bring out another coffee. So I'd literally put the gum in, chew twice, take it out, put it in a wrapper.
So gum was his
more coffee.
Palate cleaner.
But what was challenging even then was you've got experts, right? And they're giving you different perspectives on what might work and what everyone else is doing. And it's hard not to get excited about like, ooh, maybe that's a big opportunity. Ooh, maybe that's a big opportunity. So at least for me, I kept trying to remember and focus on like, well, what do we think and what do we like? And you know, and then you start thinking, well, what if no one else likes what we like? Or what if, you know, what if there's different age groups that don't like what we like or whatever, right? And it kind of starts making you question everything. And then you realize, well, hold on a second. If we're not authentic to what we think, then, you know, we could pick any number of things. Might as well just pick and, you know, close our eyes and pick a number out of a hat and say, let's go that direction. Dennis is looking at me like this is, he's just like,
his eyes are so,
yeah, I mean, your eyes are glazed over. And you're looking at me almost like, I don't know if you're looking at me like this is so confusing. I can't understand what you're saying. Or if you just think this is super boring or.
No, I'm just thinking about editing this later since I got to do it tonight. And you're just pounding on the table like.
Oh, was I?
Yeah. It's all right.
Yeah.
So I got time tonight.
So I think within that, and even in dunk contests at times, right, we've had to create something that we thought was different or we had whatever perspective, but then we got to run it by the NBA, and the NBA kind of says, we don't like that part. Could you make something more like this? And then we run it by the Warriors, and they're like, they're boring you again?
No, I'm just
unbelievable.
I'm a little stuffy. Jesus.
Crazy.
God. Go ahead, Nick. We're
I'd like to hear myself talk for a while.
Jeez.
Leo's asleep on the mic. Leo's trying to figure out if Jamari's going to tell someone this on my neck now. I just fell asleep on the mic.
A beast.
You'd be icing his neck.
The microphone covers, they are so rough.
I fell and hit my neck on the mic. Yes. Oh, God.
It's a spider bite.
Spider bite. Anyways, this might be one of those episodes where it's just... I mean, this is a bit. I guess we're accidentally being authentic.
I guess so.
Just can't help it.
Yeah, I guess. Should I just not edit this? Because I want to edit the shit out of this thing.
It's like the lowest rated episode ever. Actually,
yeah. Well, anyways, so that's it. You got to just
be authentic.
Monday, Ben is the epitome of authenticity.
Yeah.
Listen to that. It'll be good. We probably will never have Jim on this podcast again.
Yeah,
this
he was expecting more like
after what happened,
in depth analysis
today.
And shit.
It's my one and only time. I just want to say hello to my mom.
So, anyways, if you'd like us to go more in depth on Julio's extracurricular activities, Dennis's
spider bite,
glazed eyes, or anything you'd like us to talk about in the future, we can do. Just send us feedback on Instagram at the Startup Addict. On Twitter, startup_addict.
YouTube.
Yep. You can if you subscribe on YouTube, you could.
Do we have the URL yet?
If
no.
You know what? If we get a custom URL,
I will tattoo that URL on my body.
Okay, that's one.
That's one.
And two. No. How about this? If okay, we get if we back. Get a custom URL, you will tattoo Julio's hickey on your body.
A permanent hickey.
Well, we'll take a picture of it, and you go to the tattoo place and get that. Would you do that?
No.
If we get the custom URL by tomorrow.
Never.
Tomorrow.
I hope that you guys never get the custom URL because this is my favorite part of the whole. What
the custom URL gag?
You get to the end and you guys spend about 2 to 5 minutes talking about how it's close. You've got the numbers. I feel like there's something like. I always thought there'd be a board in the room that had like the countdown on how many were left.
That'd be so cool for YouTube.
We got to that.
Yeah.
I'm going to miss it when you guys have it because then you guys are just going to be like, it's a startup.
It's going to be really pathetic though if we do that visually. Startup people pathetic. See actually how many not listeners.
It's in Julio's head. Like Dennis and I are completely in the dark. We have no idea how close to the custom URL we are. That's why we're so excited.
So there's
Julio.
Like, there's 800 people
we'll
left.
See it.
I'll tell you right now.
Julio knows. How many more do we need?
I'll tell you right now.
Maybe round it.
Does anyone want to guess how many we need?
Last time we needed 70, so I'm guessing we need 69.
We
68.
Need
42.
75. Five people unsubscribed.
I bet $1. I bet $1.
What do we got?
We need 72.
Wait, what the hell?
What?
Last time you told us we need 70.
It's good. People.
They might have lost some people.
Did we really go backwards?
God.
I think so because I'm just looking at it right
What's
now.
What's the point, guys? Yeah. What's the point now?
You know what? We don't want a custom URL.
You know, fuck the URL.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
We are searchable content.
I swear.
It's unbelievable. But
you know what it is? I deleted two of my YouTube accounts this week. Sorry,
dude.
Guys.
Dude, I'm gonna yell at my mom.
Is that what I said? We need 70.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Probably.
Did we really need 70? Now we need 72.
We need 72.
All right. Well, if anyone's listening, this is the last time you're gonna hear us asking for
no, it's not.
YouTube subscribers.
I feel.
Especially because it's Jim's favorite part of the show.
Come bum me out.
Yeah, let's cut it out.
Yeah.
You know who's getting more subscribers?
Who?
Don't say it.
The Talk and Talk podcast. That shit keeps growing.
Yeah.
Just throwing it out there.
Can we switch the usernames and just kind of...
Hey, that's a great question.
Take those.
Should we just start doing Talk and Talker?
Hey, DC, if you're listening, we're going to hijack the... we're hijacking your traffic.
Idea actually.
Yeah.
All right. Well, that wraps up Talk and Talker episode number 14.5.
Thank you for listening to Talk and Talker. I'm Daniel Cormier. Listen
I'm
to
Nick
me next week.
Swimmer.
Next week, I'll be on The Startup Addict.
Get, like,
and
comments
watch
from a bunch of like MMA fans. Like, what the fuck is this? We didn't subscribe to this shit.
July 7th, I'll be fighting.
Yep.
Stipe Miocic.
Yep, that sounds right.
This episode will not be available on YouTube because DC has privacy concerns. No one, he doesn't want anyone to see him during the weight cut.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, well, we'll either be posting this episode or we'll be re-recording it in about 5 minutes. So
let's see it.
Thanks for listening.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let's.